March 9th, 1903. Methods of Government. Ellen G. White. Some parents make the grave mistake of allowing children to have their own way until they are old enough to reason for themselves. By this course, they place their children beyond the reach of their help. Let every mother begin the training of her children while they are in babyhood. Some battles will have to be fought, it is true, but no parent can afford to wait until the children are older. If your child reaches out to take some forbidden thing, say kindly but firmly, "No, do not touch it." And you will find, after telling him this two or three times, that he will learn to obey. Touch the hand a little severely if necessary. When he reaches after the forbidden object again, say, "No, no, 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 mustn't touch, mustn't touch." Time and again, I have seen this method followed successfully in dealing with little children who wanted to grasp everything that their hands could handle while sitting at the dining room table. Such children should be restrained. Tell them that there are things which they must not touch. If thus trained in their babyhood and early childhood, they will learn to obey while very young. In the government of children, there must never be a difference of opinion between the parents. Parents, remember that impulsive movements in disciplining children are liable to place them on Satan's ground. By indiscretion, you can arouse the very worst feelings of the human heart. You can manage your children in such a manner that from babyhood they will virtually manage you. But God has given you reasoning faculties. Determine that by His infinite power, you will be obeyed in your house. Never let your love and patience interfere with the requiring of perfect obedience. Children respect a mother who rules firmly in love as the queen of the home. The mother who governs in the fear of God will not allow her child to throw himself upon the floor in a fit of passion, kicking and screaming in rage. If he attempts to do this, she will make him understand that such actions must never be repeated. If the mother does not control, Satan will. With prayer and patience, the mother should strive to direct aright the minds of her children, leading them in the way of righteousness. When my children were very young, I determined that they should never, never gain an advantage over me by disturbing my feelings. I never let them see that they could annoy me. When they disobeyed, I did not shake them roughly or strike them. Instead of punishing them at once, I said to them, "We will say nothing about this matter before evening worship. Then we will talk it over and settle it." When evening came, they were subdued, ready to ask forgiveness. Thus, I avoided many difficulties. What is the use of blistering the tongue with words of scolding and fretfulness? The gift of speech is a precious talent. Glorify God by speaking right words.